The state has pushed low-level felony offenders back to county jails to serve their sentences. Is the system working, and is funding sufficient?
Well, the system is probably not working as well as it can. As I said, I'm somebody that's dealt with the criminal justice system for a long time. And part of the problem is when we change the law to restrict sending what are now level six felony offenders to the DOC, anyone who's serving a shorter sentence is now going to a county jail, we didn't really make funding commensurate to cover that in those county jails. The other problem that that compounds that, in my opinion, and to me a bigger problem, when we talk about jail overcrowding, we talk about that here in Bartholomew County, that the jail is overcrowded, and that's a problem throughout the state. Part of that is because of the influx of those folks who used to be at the DOC, but a bigger part of that, in my opinion, is we really have a flawed cash bond system in Indiana. So you can go down to the jail here, if a middle class person gets pulled over for DUI, he's going to be arrested, as he should. He's going to go to the jail. He's going to have a $500 bond, let's say. He's going to post that. He's going to get out of jail. He's a first offender. His case is going to go through the courts, and in 6 months, he's going to come back to court, and he's probably going to get probation. But he's not been sitting in the jail. A poor person to whom $500 is out of reach commits the same crime, is arrested, goes to the jail. He's given a $500 bond. He's going to sit in jail, and we're going to pay to feed him for 6 months. And then when he comes to court, again, he's going to get probation, just like the guy who posted the bond. It's not a good use of our resources. Cash bonds for nonviolent crimes are really something that we need to really look at. For people who are nonviolent, making them post a nominal bond, particularly with the technology we have now, if you are really worried about a flight risk, you know, put a bracelet on him. You'll know right where he is. And look, we've seen in many places, Indianapolis, for 10 years now, doesn't normally arrest folks for those kinds of crimes. Misdemeanor marijuana, they don't normally arrest you. They give you a summons ticket. They say, you know, here it is. This is when you come to court. And guess what? Those folks come to court just as much as people who are arrested and post a bond. So that to me is the cash bond system is something that could be changed. I think that would alleviate a lot of overcrowding. It just changed. We need to change kind of our mindset about, you know, that somehow we're soft on crime if we alter our bond system. And we're not. It has nothing to do with the ultimate outcome of the case. It's just whether we're going to pay to feed a guy while his case goes through the court. So the answer to your question, we absolutely need to look at and make sure that if we are going to put that burden on our county jails, that we pay for that at the state level. But we also should look at why we have so many people in our jails to begin with.